Hello, how you doing? It's Thursday, March 31st, 2016. This is the Daily Dave, and I welcome you. And it's Thursday, like I said, and you know what that means. That's right, it's time for hashtag Training Thursday. And so today I'm going to continue what I started last week. Telephone etiquette was the topic, and we're going to continue with what to do when you get the scammers and the spammers and the solicitors and the unsolicited phone callers. What do you do? Well, one of the first things you can do is obviously go to the National Do Not Call Registry or Do Not Call List. Get your phone numbers added on there. They're supposed to abide by those rules. That's what it was there for. However, they come up with some of the craziest, kookiest, wackiest reasons for calling you. They really do. And they'll say, oh, we're allowed to because we're not this, or we're allowed to because we're not that. No, you're on the list to not be called. That's it. That's the bottom line. But you can tell them to remove your number from the call list. You can do it. Whether they want to do it or not, it's up to them. But at least if you keep track and register it and, you know, keep track of how many times they call, you've got something, which is better than nothing. Now, you also got to be careful because out there, there are websites and software that will spoof telephone numbers. It's a little software package that'll sit on your smartphone or some unscrupulous individual's smartphone, and they can spoof phone numbers. They can make it out to be somebody else's phone number and thinking, oh, well, this might be a legitimate call. And you answer it and poof, there you go. You got. Something else to consider or to think about is lately, well, it is tax season. So that means the IRS, and that's in the news. And, you know, you got to pay your taxes. We all of us have to. And I'm not saying anything about that. What I am saying is you're going to get people that will spoof sites, that'll spoof phone numbers and make it look like it's the IRS calling you. Folks, the IRS will never call you. They will contact you by mail first. And then, should you want to schedule a time with them and they're up to it, then they'll call you. But they won't call you just out of the blue. And they won't call you because you owe money. No, they will not call you, especially when you owe money. They will not call you. They will contact you by mail. Okay? They will contact you by mail. So please, if someone says they're with the IRS and you did not initiate the phone call, know that it's a scam. Okay? Now, another way to tell that it's a scam, aside from answering the phones, which is what I just talked about, is to, most of us at business or at home or personal cell phones or smartphones, they all have caller ID. This is a big tell, folks. It's really easy. When it's the phone number plus the city and state. So if it says like Provo, Utah, and then an 800 number, or Provo, Utah, and somebody else, another number with the Provo, Utah area code, that's usually that's not something legitimate, especially if you don't know anybody in Provo, Utah. And lately, work phone and business phones, or I'm sorry, work and personal phones, they've been spoofing local numbers. So watch out for that. If it's your local area code and it's a local prefix, be careful. Again, if you do not know the number or the name of the individual or the business does not pop up on the phone number, usually it's going to be a spam, unsolicited phone call, somebody trying to scam you. So be careful, please. Again, it's strictly up to you when, you know, they don't tell you who they are up front, especially on that phone number, especially when there's no name of the person or no name of the business that's calling. That's a huge tell. So be careful there. Now, what do you do when you do not recognize the phone number? Well, if you're by your PC and your PC's on and online, what you can do is plug in Google the phone number, see what pops up. Or you can go to one of my favorite websites, and it's great. It's 800-800-NOTES.com, and it's pretty cool. It's like this registry of phone numbers that call people. And you just plug in the phone number, and if there's a history of that phone number, it'll tell you who they are. And sometimes it'll say it's a legitimate business, So be careful. It could be something important to you. And sometimes they'll actually say, no, this is spammers. Or they called, rang three times, and then that was it. So read what's going on. And sometimes if you're fast enough, you can get that information before you decide to answer the phone. And another big tell, you don't answer the phone and they do not leave a message. It usually means something's up. And sometimes the machine, depending on what type of answering service you use, sometimes your machine or your digital service will pick up the automated attendant, or the automated attendant will think that it's actually speaking to somebody, and it starts with a spill of, you know, press 5 for more information, or stand by for this, or wait for that. Again, be careful. Now, what if you happen to answer and you're tricked? You're in there. You fall for it and you answer the phone. Well, first of all, if you possibly can, jot down the phone number before answering, or as you're answering, write down the phone number. I know sometimes you just go back on your call list and it'll be there. That's great. But if you don't have that, jot down the phone number. And then once they start their spiel, hello, sir, ma'am, whatever, I'm calling on behalf of, just say no, thank you. And immediately, don't wait for them. Don't wait for them. Immediately tell them to remove your number from their list. And repeat, remove my number from your list. And that's all there is to it. You've told them what you need. Hang up. You don't need to wait for them. And there'll be some that are very insistent. Whoa, wait. Let me just tell you about this important offer. Let me tell you about this special deal. This is only for people in your area. This is really important. Be careful with that. And then strictly up to you, if you want to, report that call. Remember I said write down a number? On that 800notes.com website. Share the wealth. Spread your information. Maybe help prevent somebody else from getting ripped off. You never know. But again, look at the number. Caller ID is a big tell. And especially those spammers, those solicitors, those people that are unscrupulous and are scamming, they're not going to put a business name in a number. So again, be careful when answering the phone. Look at the phone. Look at the phone number. If it's local, again, be careful because there should be a name. I know my name appears when I call other people. I've seen it. I've seen my name on their phone. It pops up. Not where I'm calling from, just my name and my phone number. So be careful. Listen, folks, this is the Daily Dave. This is training, hashtag Training Thursday. I hope you enjoyed it. And next week, we're going to continue. We're going to wrap up the phone etiquette series, and then we're going to move on to something else. So until next time, have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.